Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Catherine Crowley's here. Catherine with a K, Crowley with a C. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust now, coming up on, nine years coming up on. She's been hanging out with us, and she's a Harvard-trained psychotherapist. She's the co-author of a handful of books, Working for You Isn't Working for Me, Working With You Is Killing Me, and Mean Girls at Work, and probably soon to be Mean Boys at Work. I'm sure that's coming out anytime soon. She's our good friend, Catherine Crowley. Welcome back.
Glad to be here.
Why has no one ever written about mean? Why are there, is there no such thing as a mean boys?
I think they're bad boys.
Is that redundant?
Mean girls, probably, right?
Mean girls and bad boys. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
Yeah. I think you're probably right. So, okay. You are an expert in the workplace and the relationships that we have in the workplace. And what's something that you're feeling is really important to talk about today?
Well, I'm actually, this is based on our podcast. Kathy and I have a podcast called My Crazy Office.
Right.
And recently we've gotten a few questions that have to do with two sides of the same coin. One is, when is it time for me to leave a job? And
mm-hmm.
the other is, if I'm a business owner, when is it time to let someone go?
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking that the
that
summer
first question could have 1,000 answers.
Yeah.
Right?
It could.
Financial,
but
professional, relationship?
That's right. It could have a number of answers. But I think what we find often, the people who write us questions, is that they're having a hard time deciding to leave because it's the fear of the unknown, right? They know this job or they know the employer, and they're frightened of going back out in the world again.
A friend of mine calls that being afraid to risk what you know for what you might learn.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
So I steal it. Somebody else said that, but I steal it every once in a while. But so what do you do about that?
Well, I think, first of all, there are some key indicators that it may be time to move on, and I jotted down four, and you probably have many more, but the first would be there's nowhere to go in the company.
Mm-hmm.
It's become repetitive, and the second connected to that is you've stopped learning anything new. The third is that you may not fit into the culture, and we could talk about that a little more specifically. And the fourth is that you find you are being excluded from things, you know, left out of meetings, left out of projects, left out of decision making. And so in a way, the company is telling you that it's not embracing you. You're not that welcome.
They've got a plan, but you're not part of it.
Exactly. Scott's breaking up with you, but not telling you.
Yeah, I remember having a conversation like that with a guy. He said, you know, I feel like this company has a plan, but I'm not part of it.
Yeah, and those are painful, by the way, experiences. And the human nature is that we want to deny to some degree, put our heads in the sand.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like you said, so we don't have to risk the change. So it's hard to really read the writing on the wall. However, if you do realize it's time to go, you don't have to immediately jump ship. There's some simple things that you can do to start creating more opportunities for yourself.
Do you recommend, though, before you do any more of all that, of the four things you listed, three of them could are worthy of some introspection?
Yes.
If there's nowhere to go, then you get to decide that. Now, you get to decide whether you're being fulfilled professionally and probably.
That's right.
I mean, more than likely, if you've made a good stab at trying to maximize the opportunity, then you get to decide it. But the other three could use a little dose of introspection before you go blaming somebody else.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean, if you stop learning, not fitting with the culture, I actually worked with someone who's been in the company for 20 years, and it's never been exactly the right fit. She's mm-hmm. never been fully understood or appreciated, but mm-hmm. recently she got a new boss, and now it's really the wrong fit.
Uh-oh.
And so that's been a gradual not fitting in the culture.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. You can always ask yourself, okay, what are the rules here? How is it changing? How am I not missing here?
Is there something I can do if I don't want to go somewhere? Is there something I can do to at least make it better for me?
Absolutely.
So, all right.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
And even outside of work, you can do things. You can join a task force or take a course or, you know, meet with a professional group so that you, while you may not feel like you're learning and growing in the company, you could be growing outside of the company, which then may affect your job, or it just may present more opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. What else? You were heading in a direction and I interrupted you.
No, that's okay. Yeah, I think the major thing is if you know on some level it's time to leave, that the thing to do is to start building your network and to find ways to get out in the world and meet people who will help you make the next connection. And, you know, so much still, and to this day, and you know this so well, Jim, everything is about relationship.
That's right.
And so getting out from your job setting, going, as I said, even going to conferences, going to courses, going to work groups, going to hobby
right.
groups can help you create more.
I have reinvented myself, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times.
Yeah.
In my life, at least seven times. And in every case, I use my network to help me get to that next place.
Right.
Every
there
case.
You go.
And in advance, and I took anywhere from 18 months to a year to make the change.
Right. Right. Exactly. It's a process. The other thing is that you may want to do some self-assessment, and that is to determine how have you changed since you took
mm-hmm.
this job. You know,
mm-hmm.
what's different for you? How are your values different, maybe? What do you want to be doing? How do you want to be spending your time? And sometimes that requires some professional assistance of self-assessment and really crafting a plan
mm-hmm.
of where would you like to go next? Do you want to stay in this industry, or do you want to go to a completely different situation?
The only time I got preempted, meaning fired, with my plans was when I had tried to make something happen that wasn't supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that was just before I started my own business. And then, of course, since then, I've become unemployable.
Yeah.
All right. I need your website, please. Catherine?
Sorry. K2EnterprisesQuadrantEnterprises.com. And our podcast is My Crazy Office.
It's fun. Check it out, folks. Quick break. Right back with Catherine Crowley. She and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.